This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which again is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Today our program is the first in a series of three broadcasts about the New Testament book of James. James follows the book of Hebrews in the New Testament in order and is just previous to the book of 1 Peter. James is the 20th book in the New Testament. I tell you all this in case you are new to Bible reading and want to find the book of James in order to follow along with us. The epistle puts to rest the idea that one can become a Christian and yet continue living in sin, exhibiting no fruit of righteousness. Such a faith, quote-unquote, James declares, is shared by the demons who believe and tremble, James 2:19. Yet such a faith cannot save because it is not verified by the works that always accompany true saving faith, see Ephesians 2:10. Here is a key point to always remember, especially in reading James. Good works are not the cause of salvation, but they are the result of it. Let me state that again because it is so very important. Good works are not the cause of salvation, but they are the result of salvation. All right, now if you have your Bible, please turn to James chapter 1 and follow along. This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am writing to the 12 tribes, Jewish believers scattered abroad. Greetings! Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Believers who are poor have something to boast about, for God has honored them, and those who are rich should boast that God has humbled them. They will fade away like a little flower in the field. The hot sun rises and the grass withers. The little flower droops and falls, and its beauty fades away. In the same way, the rich will fade away with all of their achievements. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, "God is tempting me." God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. Those desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So do not be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word, and we, out of all creation, became His prized possession. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But do not just listen to the word of God. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and do not obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and do not forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious but do not control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Well, that is James chapter 1. Okay, now let me go over a few key points from the text of the Bible. There is a difference between trials and temptations. Trials may come from God, but temptations never do. Trials are difficulties in life that are challenging, but when you go through them successfully, you are the better for it. But temptations are urges to do wrong, sinful things, like immoral sex, lying, stealing, bribery, and so on. Being tempted is not a sin, but giving in to the urge and actually doing the sinful act is a sin. God never urges us to sin. As James tells us as he writes, "When you are tempted, do not say, 'God is tempting me.' God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away." On the subject of faith and prayer, James says we must be genuine, sincere, and stable. As Jesus told Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe." If we want to see our prayers answered, we must not be filled with doubts. Little sins grow into big sins, and soon a person is overcome in sin like a tidal wave. For example, drug abuse. No one plans to become a slave to drugs when they smoke their first marijuana cigarette. Most sins start out small in our mind, and then they grow more entrenched in our lives till we feel totally captive to sin. God knows this will happen, so no sin is small to God. All sin is enormous and hideous in the eyes of God, until we repent and confess them to Him, asking for His forgiveness. James also tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. I like to say that God gave us two ears and one mouth. It is a reminder to listen more and talk less. Be humble and do not get angry easily. When the Holy Spirit uses the Bible to point out some sin or an opportunity for spiritual growth, actively submit to God and begin cooperating in the positive change He wants for you in your life. Do not walk away. Do something else. And forget all about the tender prompting of the Spirit of God. Real faith is practical. If you see an orphan or widow in need of something and you can help them but you fail to do so, you are not practicing real Christianity. Here is a key point to always remember. Good works are not the cause of salvation, but they are the result of it. Let me state this again, as I did earlier. It is so important. Good works that you do are not the cause of salvation, but they are the result of salvation. All that James wrote in this first chapter was directed to people who are already born-again believers in Jesus Christ, saved people who know they are going to heaven. Are you one of them? Was there ever a time when you committed your heart and your life to the leadership and control of Jesus Christ, repenting of your sin and confessing Him as Lord and Master of your life? It is a choice between eternal suffering in hell or eternal joy, happiness, and peace in heaven with Jesus and every believer in Jesus that has ever lived. You are in control of your own destiny. God has left this choice up to you. Romans chapter 10 says, "If you confess and acknowledge with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing His power, authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification, that is, being made righteous, being freed of the guilt of sin and made acceptable to God. And with the mouth he acknowledges and confesses his faith openly, resulting in and confirming his salvation." I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is slightly changed to make it easier to write to us. It is gospel2africa.com/contact, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down right then. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265. Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. James 1, 2, and 3 blesses us with this: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.